The Book of John begins with such fanfare, such poetry to me, such power, just sitting there, waiting to be set free. And I love the Book of John. I'm eager to continue. Every time, though, that we come to these passages in the Book of Judges, where Jephthah makes his vow to God, that first thing he sees when he gets back from being victorious, he will sacrifice. It always sticks me. I've studied this. I've taken classes on this. And there's all kinds of ways to explain all kinds of things. But the Bible says what the Bible says. And I can't explain all of that. I can say that I'm not sure I would make that kind of blanket promise. And if there is a lesson, and there always is, I think the lesson is, take very seriously what you vow to God. Because I think God takes that very seriously. It's very easy to become frivolous in all of our cultures. It's very easy to say, well, what I meant really was, and be able to sidestep and backtrack from what the truth is. In fact, we do it so much, we sidestep and backtrack and make things other than the truth that we don't even realize we do it sometimes. That's not healthy. Words mean things. And when they are spoken, they have power behind them. I'm fairly certain that the Book of Proverbs would back me up on that numerous times. So we have to be careful. Jephthah ended up having to do what he vowed. I cannot fathom that idea. I mean, metaphorically, and I've heard it taught metaphorically many times, that he dedicated her to God, and so she had to remain a virgin, and so on and so forth. And that's what she was mourning, was that she would never be married. And that's a great way to look at things. I'm not sure that's exactly what the Bible says. Metaphorically, I can kind of understand. But the idea of sacrificing your daughter as a whole burnt offering to the Lord, who is your only child, much less a child at all. I don't get it. And the Bible doesn't say that God said to do it. So I think it's very important that we consider deeply the things we are committing to and the things that we are saying. Because although there is grace and mercy, there still is justice. And God does care. And he is a loving father who does redeem and care for our hearts. But he is no less just, and he is no less concerned with the things we vow. So I never pass over that because it's a hard one. And I can't say that I'm a scholar on this. And every year that I do this, I think, yes, there are probably scholars out there that have better explanations. And that may be true. And you know what? Email them to me. But either way, I know that what I am saying is true. And that is, it does matter what you commit to, what you vow before the Lord. It does matter. It's not a frivolous thing.